This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Today I've got a lot of scan tools here on the greasy garage studio desk. So there's no sound effects today because these electric scan tools are pretty quiet. They only go click into your OBD2 connector to give us an idea of the fault codes that you might have, telling us why that engine light's on, why that ABS light's on, and maybe even like that stupid tire light that goes on and goes off, goes on and goes off. We can help you right here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you ride shotgun with me each and every week. Very honored to have you here, of course, each and every week. We've been on the air since 1992, quite a few years back. Gosh, how many years is that? I don't know. My calculator's broke. Doesn't matter. As long as we're here for you, that's what it's all about, and for you to be here for us. That's what this show's all about. Auto World, all our great Auto World affiliates, radio stations, and we're growing, of course, and that makes me very proud and honored to say hi to all the great radio affiliates and radio stations, which brings you into the Greasy Garage Studio with me. And that means that you are part of the show, and thank you. It means a lot to us. Here on Auto World today, not only are we going to take your calls, which we have got Betty holding and a few that we're going to get to here in a second, and thank you. Appreciate you hanging on and holding. We're going to get to your car questions and truck questions. Today, also, I wanted to throw out a trivia question to you. We're going to be talking a little bit about, well, why cars have license plates? Why do they? You have a license plate on the front, license plate on the back, and, you know, why are they there? And a little bit of history. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about license plates and a little bit of history, the materials that some of the license plates were made of back in prior years, of course, way back when. And I even have the most valuable license plate not in front of me. No, I can't afford that piece of metal, I think. I don't know what it is with some numbers on it. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I have 10 of the rarest license plates coming your way right here on Auto World. So, with the trivia question, we're going to go to the phone bank. Trivia question for this week. What was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? Again, what was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? Was it a orange? Was it a potato? Or was it a peach? Again, trivia question is, what was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? A orange, a potato, or a peach? 855-660-4261. My email, you can answer that by email too, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can also, go ahead, Facebook message me. Please do. My name, Mark Evans. You can go on Facebook and find us there. Facebook message me through there. And or go over and take a look at the photos we put up on my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and also Auto World Radio Facebook page. Appreciate you doing that. Also, Instagram account, Auto World Media. We have fun on all three of those sites. That's what this show's all about. Fun, interactive, and informative. Let's go to Betty. She's been holding very patiently. She's in Twin Falls, Idaho. Welcome, Betty, to Auto World.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding. I appreciate that. You held all the way through the break.
And sure.
Betty, you had enough time to tune up your Buick.
I did. In fact, I did tune it up. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know beans about it. But I have this very nice, gorgeous 2003 Buick LeSabre. It's champagne color or sable, whichever they... it's leather interior, and it runs just perfect like a top. And I was wondering, I was thinking about selling it. About what do they sell for? There's a lot of Buicks on the road around here.
Oh, absolutely. They're a fine automobile. Did you buy it new?
No, I bought it used 2015. It was used. Okay. I don't know the mileage on it. Somebody either my grandson or my husband messed with the little thing that shows you the mileage. So I don't know the mileage on it.
Okay. Is the speedometer mileage still working okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And let's say the Buick LeSabre, that's top of the line. You had the LeSabre in the Park Avenue, of course. How many miles? You don't know for sure, but what's it show right now on it?
I don't know. I haven't been. I have it parked at the end of my street. I haven't been down in it in about a month or so.
Okay. So we want to find a good value to get it sold. You want, of course, we always want the most money, huh? For it,
absolutely.
You know. Yeah. Yep. You don't want to give it away, of course. You want to give somebody a great car, and that's a car that the air conditioner, did that work when you parked it?
Yes. Okay.
Good. So, tire-wise,
AC.
AC works, and the radio works, of course, because you can hear me fine. Okay, good. And then tire-wise, is there 50% tread left on the tires?
Yes, the tires are very good.
Okay.
There's now, does probably it still... more than 50%.
Okay, good. Does it still have all the squirrels under the hood to keep it running?
The squirrels under the hood.
I'm just kidding. No, the rubber band's still there, right?
Yeah, the cage is still going around and around.
Good. The hamster's still going around in the cage. Good.
Right.
Well, here's the couple ways of doing it, and this is for all our listeners, too, but I appreciate you bringing this up because we're coast to coast, and that means there's a lot of people trying to figure out how to sell their car, too. And in today's world, remember back in the day when we all had the newspaper, and the newspaper was real thick in our areas?
Yeah.
And then today the newspaper's all digital and all that. Well, what I'm finding is that most of our clients and customers here in Auto World and clients in my Greasy Garage and all that, they're asking me this question a lot. And so everybody's using Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, and they're going to cars.com and autotrader.com.
Uh-huh.
So what I want you to do is you can and do, as we all know, Betty, you're selling your car at the right time because all used cars are getting high dollars right now, more than what they're worth. Okay,
that's
so
what I hear.
You pick the right time.
I don't have a computer. I'm a computer dinosaur. I really don't. I don't have internet. I don't do the computer, any of that stuff. So.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm glad you're being honest and tell me. The local library there in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, okay.
They have free computers. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, you don't need to know anything about a computer. You can go into that library and please talk to the person at the front desk and be honest with them. Say, hey, I don't know how to operate a computer, but I need to look on the computer to find out what my car is selling for right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you, and they'll go and sit down with you, and they'll click on Facebook Marketplace. They'll click on Craigslist for you. They'll click on AutoTrader. They'll do all that for you. Just ask them to do that.
Okay.
And I can send you through email just everything that I just pointed out to you. That's no problem. But you don't have internet, so that's okay. But just remember Facebook, and I want you to go to Craigslist.org, and then autotrader.com and cars.com. And cars.com is where you can list it there, and that actually puts it in the newspapers, believe it or not. That's who runs the newspaper classified ads is cars.com. So the library can the library can help you out on that, and you want to find the value, you can go to and go out there and try to find your same car. So if you go to cars.com on the library computer, just type in 2003 Buick LeSabre, click, and it'll show how many Buick LeSabres are for sale on cars.com, and guess how, that'll cover the whole United States. You'll be coast to coast, Betty, just like I am. Yeah, okay. Appreciate it. Let me know. Let's do a follow-up, okay? I want to help you. Are you listening in Twin Falls? You're listening, what radio station are you listening to us on?
I don't know. I was just thumbing through the radio, and I've been listening to you so far a couple hours today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Betty.
It's the first time I've caught you guys.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to take a short break. That's how you do it. Thanks, Betty, from Twin Falls, Idaho.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
But the thing ain't so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500.
Oh, those were awesome cars. Love the colors. The big, wide, cars. The back seat was huge. The front seat was huge. It was like a big Lazy Boy couch back there. The green colors of the Galaxy 500. Welcome back to Auto World. Sitting here live, I'm Mark Evans, your host. We're sitting live in the Greasy Garage Studio on the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live, where it looks like the track temperature in that case here is the seat temperature is now 114 degrees. We're warming the track up for you, and that's what it's all about. Microphone temperature looks like... 120. Oh, I got a lot of hot air. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. The question of the month here on Auto World was, this is for the whole month, and this is the last week that we're finishing this up with, and thank you, I asked you folks delivered all of your comments concerning this question. Do you want all of the safety features in a car and truck, like the vibrating seat that massages your racetrack? Right and left bun, that is. The beeping going on, of course, when you're parking too close to something, it's beeping at you, and the buzzer's going off, when the lights are left on, the keys, engine's turned off. How about the automatic lane departure and centering? You know, all that. There's so many safety features. Do you or do you not want them? And I've got some here to share with you. Mark, here's one here I want to share with you right away. And then at the end of the third hour, folks, we're going to, we've tallied up thousands of your comments, and we've kind of, I put the crew to work. That's right. We put them to work. They really did. They weren't really smiling at me, but I said, let's get this answered. Let's figure it out. Let everybody know really what it gets down to. Do people want this or that in their cars? And then this poll, by the way, I'm sending it over to the manufacturers, each and every one of the manufacturers. They asked me to do this, so I'm very honored to be able to do that, to have Auto World from coast to coast nationwide to be able to do this. And you folks have answered, and thank you. Appreciate it. Here's one I want to share with you. Let's see here. It says, Mark, I love all the safety features. Keep the airbags. Get rid of the buzzers. Rich, listening in Andover, Massachusetts. Well, thank you, Rich. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out to our great affiliate there in Andover, Massachusetts, which... Oh, yeah. WNNW 102.9 FM. Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Massachusetts, and everyone in between the towns there. Thank you for tuning in. He says, listening on the third hour. Live, and I listen, go to GCNlive.com to listen to you on the first and second hour. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Rich. Thank you for your comments, and he doesn't want the buzzer. He wants the airbags, but he doesn't want the buzzers. Yeah, those buzzers, you know, is something else. Remember the old Chryslers, you know, your door is a jar. Your door is a jar. No, it's not a jar. I'm not canning any tomatoes. What the heck is going on with that, huh? Whew. Okay, it's time. I promised it to you here last week, I believe. Anyway, a lot of you have been always involved with, well, we're talking to Betty about how to sell a car, but and we're also talking about trying to buy a car and all. But overall, literally, don't you really want to know the best? Yeah, voted the best by Good Housekeeping, folks. And this is something that we decided here at Auto World to bring it to you. Because Good Housekeeping? What in the world? You ladies out there, all you women, you know that, in fact, you are getting the Good Housekeeping magazine, more than likely, aren't you? Delivered to your doorstep? What does Good Housekeeping have to do with cars? What, are you kidding me? You don't think any women are driving cars? Yes, you are. All you girls and females are driving cars. Absolutely. In fact, you're probably driving more cars than the guys are. And we're going to be helping you also, ladies. We're going to have a complete section, a segment for the women here on Auto World coming here in the near future to help you understand what's behind the closed doors of an auto repair shop. We're going to help you. We're going to make sure that you understand what's going on, all the mechanical jargon. So when you walk in there and look at that male at that mechanic shop, you know what he is talking about. You will never get taken advantage of again. Okay, so what is the best? Voted the best by Good Housekeeping. Here it is. The best luxury compact crossover by Good Housekeeping, folks. It is. It's been named the best luxury compact crossover by Good Housekeeping, and it is the Volvo XC60. Yes, the Volvo XC60. Why would They do that. Well, it's part of the 2022 Best New Family Car Awards. Yes, every year this comes out, and Good Housekeeping Institute partner with the automotive pros at Car and Driver to unveil the best cars to buy for families, which are tested by engineers, analysts, and real parents. Woo! Real people! Real parents, that is. That's right. Good Housekeeping Institute experts. That's right. They're aiming to simplify the decision-making process for families investing in new cars. And they published this year a list of the winners based on trusted, tested recommendations followed by you. Hundreds and hundreds of vehicles every single year by parents, analysts, and engineers. Now, out of those three, which one do you think is the most important? I think it might be the parents. Or is it the engineers? Because the engineers are the people that are trying to make it hard for me to work on it. Or maybe it's the analysts. Well, it takes all three. It takes all three to make the village work, doesn't it? Yep. Well, congratulations. The 2022 XC60 Volvo was recognized for its impressive exterior design, the refinement, craftsmanship, and standout Google-based user interface. The dynamic midsize SUV was also commended, folks, for its safety technology. Yep. Parents, kids, we do not want to get hurt. Back to safety again. The Angel handling, of course, the elegant interior, allowing it to be a quiet and most comfortable experience for all passengers. The exterior of the 2022 Volvo XC60 has been restyled to showcase new design elements along with having Google built in, making it smarter than ever. Good old internet. It's in your car. There it is. Google. Hello, Google. With the Google Assistant, drivers can get directions easier, enjoy in-car entertainment, radio, yes, and fine-tune the cabin environment all without taking their hands off the wheel. Just simply by saying, hey, Google. I think all of you have been doing that with your cell phone lately, haven't you? Yep. Now, the Volvo, the 2022 Volvo XC60 Recharge has a starting MSRP of $42,650, folks, and you can learn more about it. Please do. Good Housekeeping voted it the best luxury compact car. Go to VolvoCars.com. You heard it right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Good to be along with you. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about license plates. Do we really need them? Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is now saying that any peace deal is only possible if Russia withdraws its troops to the territory it occupied before the invasion, meaning the separatist areas of eastern Ukraine, including Crimea. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Olga Stefanishenya on ABC's This Week is sounding the alarm about Ukrainians in Mariupol being forced to enter Russia after Russian forces invaded the Ukrainian port city.
Yesterday we reached the International Red Cross Organization and asked them to react to the forceful displacement of people. This is basically a deportation, and this is against any elements of the humanity, the forceful displacement of people. We do not know nothing about their destiny.
Ukraine and Russia are now agreeing to peace talks to happen this week in Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to?
Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jargon right there. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio with me. I'm Mark Evans. It's a pleasure to have you riding shotgun with me today. It's been a good, comfortable ride because we just installed some yellow Monroe shocks on this bad boy, the Auto World car, of course. Pulled it away from the curb an hour ago. We're on the second hour. Good to have you along. Those curb feelers are working good, and we're in third gear. In the third hour, we're going to actually get into sixth gear, and we've been talking about maybe putting an 8-speed transmission in this Auto World car to make this bad boy even go a little faster. Why not, huh? Good to have you here, folks. Phone number to get in touch with me at any and all times since 1992 hasn't changed is 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Again, don't forget, Facebook me. Messenger. Yeah, Facebook message me. Mark Evans, my name. Please go over and take a look. I'm just sitting behind a microphone, my silver microphone. Yes, it's been around for quite a few days. It's just the silver phone, silver microphone that's in front of me right now. And so anyway, with that, again, Auto World has also got a Facebook page over there at Auto World Radio. Auto World Radio. Go over and take a look. We've got a car up there. Yes, that is a Tesla. It's got a picture of basically paint by numbers. Remember when we were kids, we were painting by numbers, or you were drawing it out with a pen or paper, go to 1, then 2, and then 3, and then 4. That was fun, wasn't it? Well, this is not paint by numbers. This is all something to do with clean by numbers. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. First off, let me do a shout-out. Somebody's at the studio door. What the heck? I'm on the air. Live. Who's here? Let me see here. Hey, wait a minute. Let me go see. Oh, it's Delivering David. Come on in, Delivering David, who drives a Datsun B210. Ho-ho! Hey, David, is that turbocharger working on that Datsun B210 or what, huh? What? You put another one on it? Fantastic. Oh, Delivering David always brings us some good news. Now he's got twin turbochargers on his Datsun B210. You're getting a little bit of money in that thing now, David. He said, oh, I know you're getting a lot of money in there. But, hey, as long as it moves fast to get the news to us. Thank you, Delivering David. I appreciate that. He's brought us some news. I never know what Delivering David's going to find out there. And today he's, what the heck? He found an owner of a Subaru hit by a flying Tesla. This gentleman raises $22,500 to replace his vehicle in a GoFundMe. Yep. Last weekend, first and foremost, Delivering David, you're the man. This is awesome. Thank you. Now get out of the studio. Go get some more news. My gosh, Delivering David. Last weekend, a stunt gone wrong made a national news when an unknown driver jumped a rented Tesla Model S in a Los Angeles neighborhood that left residents outraged. Among those was music Jordan Hook, whose Subaru Forester was one of the parked vehicles damaged by this flying Tesla. Instances such as this, offending driver's insurance would take care of the damage. However, because of the unnamed driver, Whaling broke the law by putting the Tesla in the air, coming down on Mr. Hook's Subaru Forester. That's where things get more complicated. In the meantime, Hook set up a GoFundMe page in an effort to raise funds for a replacement vehicle. I just put almost $5,000 into this car, Mr. Hook said, getting a new motor put in last month, which kind of wiped out my savings, says Hook. Jumping in a car with a cat inside on a neighborhood street in the middle of the night just for looks, likes, and followers is not cool, Mr. Hook said. It ruined my Subaru Forester. Hook says his insurance is working with a local mechanic to determine whether or not this Subaru will be deemed totaled, saying it's right on that line of being a total loss. In the meantime, his GoFundMe successfully managed to raise $22,500 in funds to use towards a replacement vehicle. Well, congratulations. While speaking with TMC, he did. Hook had some stern words for the driver as well as the stunt driver, driving community in general. Do your stunts. Get your clout. Get your bank. And get that done now. But don't do it on public streets. Own up to it and clean up. Come take care of the mess you made in our neighborhood. Woo! Flying Teslas now. He's got a good point, doesn't he? A child could have been hit doing a stunt on a public street. Whew. Wow. Delivering David, you did it again. I appreciate it. Okay, we have that trivia question out there. Let's get this answered. Really, multiple guests trivia question this week. What was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? Was it an orange, a potato, or a peach? 855-660-4261. My email, as always, 29,000 hours a day. Whatever day is good with you is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Talk about cars flying in there. You know, the very first stolen car, it happened back in 1896. Yes, in 1896, the first stolen car was a Peugeot in Paris. A mechanic drove the car off the manufacturer's plant, their parking lot. Yeah, where they manufactured the Peugeot. Well, he stole it from the manufacturer's plant where it had been taken for repairs. It was in the repair side of the plant where they make the cars. A mechanic stole it. Oh, that's some inside information right there. Boy, you just never know. Keep your eyes peeled to your car at all times. Things have changed. We got the push button start, don't we? No more keys. You got the key fob. How many of you, raise your hand. We got six rows of people here. They're looking at me. They're going, oh, okay. What's you going to ask us now? I'm going to ask all of you, not only the folks here in the Auto World Plaza, but I'm going to ask all of you that have the key fob and you have a push button start. Do you leave the key fob in your car? Oh, my. We've got three people raising their hand here in six rows. Oh, my goodness. Some of you are on the air. Yep, that gentleman in the back, he's raising his hand right now. In Lawrence, Massachusetts, I see you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Somebody's going to steal your car. How easy is it for a thief just to go get in your car and push a button and just go? Not good. Not good at all. Come on now. Here on the second hour, let's do it. talking about, you know, license plates. Yeah. Do you need them? Do you even want a license plate? What's the history behind license plates, huh? Well, license plates are also known as the vehicle registration plates. Are required for every car in the United States these days, of course, as you all know, and they're getting, you know, pretty expensive as we wait around for the prices just to keep going up. Automobiles first started to appear on the road, and license plates, they needed to be there, or did they? So who created license plates, folks? What did the first one look like? Why and when were the first introduced? For these answers, let's do it. The 20th century, northeastern United States, of course, the very first license plate. Although New York was the first state to require automobiles have license plates in 1901, these plates were made by individual owners with the owner's initials on them, rather than being issued by state agencies as they are in modern times. The very first license plates were typically handcrafted on leather or metal / iron, and were meant to basically denote the ownership initials on them, kind of putting DNA on your car. It wasn't until 2 years later, in 1903, that the first state-issued license plates were distributed in Massachusetts. The very first plate featured just the number 1. It was issued to Frederick Tudor, who was working with Highway Commission and the son of the Ice King Frederick Tudor. One of the relatives still holds an active registration on the number 1 plate. I got more information about plates. We're going to come back and find out the most valuable plate, the 10 of the rarest license plates, and more taking your calls and emails right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries,
What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Glad you joined us here at Auto World, folks. Climbing into the Auto World car. We're letting the good times roll. That's what it's all about here. Got that trivia question out there this week on Auto World. That question is, what was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? An orange, a potato, or a peach? Joe gets me in Oklahoma. He says, I know the answer, Mark. Fantastic. And he also says, I'm listening to you on in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Well, let's do a shout-out. Thank you, Joe. Woo! Oklahoma City. Let's do a shout-out for our great affiliate there. And that is AM 1640 KZLS, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, and all the towns and all the folks in between the cities there. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Joe, for bringing us into. There's our shout-out horn. Yes! The horn's always got 12-volt power, and it's always going to do a good old honk for the great affiliates, KZLS, AM 1640 in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Joe says it's a peach. Uh-oh. Joe, you're wrong. I'm sorry, but I do have some gifts for you. He says it's a peach, a Georgia peach. No, it's not the peach, so let's scratch off the C out of the multiple guests there, A, B, and C. So it's not a peach, but Joe, do please send me an email. I do have some detailed gifts for you. For inside your car and outside your car, and absolutely want to send them to you, okay? Some out of my appreciation of you becoming now a charter member, sending us an email here on Auto World. So, now Joe just helped us. It's not a peach. We only have 2 answers out of the multiple guests. What was the first graphic image on a United States license plate? An orange or a potato? 855-660-4261, and or like Joe just did, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Always good to go into Oklahoma City. That is fun. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us there. And those the phone lines are, of course, always open at 855-660-4261. Email at any one point in time, folks. We are live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza right now. Greasy Garage Studio, where Loudmouth Jay the Janitor here keeps the microphone clean for me. Yeah, in my seat. Yeah, you know, keeps everything clean, keeps the grease off. I come in here with greasy hands and all, and he's like, no, you don't do that anymore. So we keep it clean. Okay, we talked about it, and I showed you that picture of painting by numbers, and I said to you on Facebook Marketplace, and which is my name, Mark Evans, and you can head over to Auto World Radio Facebook page and take a look at the photo there. It's got numbers all over it and lines. It's just like an outline. And what this is all about, guess who got a patent? I talked about this about a year ago. Tesla was seeking a patent on their laser beams that clean the glass on your car. Also solar panels. Well, Tesla patents the freaking laser beams. They got a patent number on it. Yes, it's laser beams, folks, on Tesla. Now, what this means is, according to the patent, such a system could use cameras to detect debris on windshields, side or rear glass, or camera lenses. A laser would then do what? Irritate the debris, burning it off of the windshield, or, of course, the side glass, or the front, back, top glass if you got a sunroof, and or your cameras. Accompanying the patent filing shows that Tesla Model S with lasers mounted on the hood, fender, and B-pillar to clean forward and side-facing cameras. They have to keep their cameras clean in order for the self-driving to work, right? Uh-huh. A patent doesn't mean that this technology is guaranteed to reach the road, of course. And, boy, yours truly here. I can tell you a lot about that. I have a patent on a transmission cooler. Yeah, I'm very proud of it. I am. But it's not a guarantee that it's going to be selling right away on the national market. The technology of this laser cleaning will first have to prove that it's reliable, of course, affordable for all of us, and the involvement over existing technology. Do they have it? Is it workable? Is it going to work? Laser-based system would have more success than windshield washer fluid at removing bug guts, folks, and stubborn dirt. Yeah, we go on a little road trip, and I've got all those, we're going into that season, you're going to have bugs in your teeth if you're riding and driving your motorcycle. Yep, that's called protein. Good stuff. Okay, so, no, I can't recommend that Elon Musk, the founder, the owner, the inventor of Tesla, to figure out a laser for your teeth cleaning. But he has figured out the patent that describes pulsating the laser at a calibrated rate or coating the glass with a tin oxide coating to ensure that the beam doesn't pass through the glass and crack your glass or explode the glass. And it causes no damage, of course, to the materials or components that are on the side glass or the other glass, the back glass, the windshield and all that. So they figured it out. The protection would presumably also benefit any human occupants inside the vehicle as well, because you can see out. Did you notice that I didn't say anything about the lasers cleaning your headlights? Come on, Tesla. We got bugs on our cataract-eyed headlights, don't we? Yeah. They're going to get that figured out, I hope. Also, they figured out they have a patent on that same laser cleaning to clean the debris from the glass and glass-like coatings used on photo solar panels, folks, on your houses. And, of course, yep, anything that blocks sunlight from reaching a solar panel reduces the amount of power the panel produces. So, as you all know, you buy the solar panels and all of a sudden oxidization comes in, kind of like your headlights and all the white frosting called cataracts in your headlights. So, hello to laser cleaning. I don't know. I do know that I use gallons and gallons of water when we head out for a trip and I come back in the summertime and I hate a dirty car. You know that. And that's why we give out detail gifts for the inside and outside of your cars. Because I can't stand, like I've always said here in our world, not one of you are going to show up with a dirty car to your next appointment because you've tuned into Auto World. We're going to make sure you're clean. I want you to show up good looking, clean, in a good clean car. But I've used gallons of water trying to get those bugs off the front of my automobile after that short trip. Talk about using some elbow juice. Woo! Windshield washing fluid? How many of you bought the wrong windshield washing fluid and you sit there and use, bzz, 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 you hit the button and it keeps spraying on the windshield and you got your wipers going full throttle and it's 92 degrees out and it's evaporating faster than you can get it on there. Besides that, you bought the wrong windshield washer fluid and all the ammonia that's in it has now destroyed the paint job that's on the top of your roof. and you're wondering, how come my clear coat came off on my roof, Mark? You used the wrong windshield washer fluid, folks. Don't skimp on money. Windshield washer fluid, the blue stuff, buy the good stuff. Buy the stuff that's got bug off in it. It says it right on it. I think it's a yellow container, but all these brands, of course, they have all their different types of colors, but bug off, okay? Windshield washer fluid with bug off. It's got a chemical in there that won't destroy your paint so your clear coat doesn't come off, and it gets the bugs off quicker off the windshield. And why I'm saying this for, well, that's an Auto World tip. Hey, if it's $6.50 a gallon, put it in there. It doesn't take much. Buy the cheap stuff for, I think the cheap stuff's now $3.50 a gallon, and say goodbye to your clear coat on your top of your roof. Not. How much does a paint job cost today, huh? A lot. Besides that, how much are wiper blades? Because you're using the wiper blades to scrub, aren't you, while you're driving down the high freeway? Uh-huh. Wiper blades. Bosch, Anco, Trico, maybe some Michelin's. Yeah, Michelin makes wiper blades. Oh, it's time to go. Hey, we're going to share with you some emails. Trey from Southern Illinois has got a great question. On the third hour of Auto World, how to reach us on the third hour? GCNLive.com. If your station, your radio station doesn't take us. Thanks for joining us.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.